Okay, with Siyata Dishmaya, we're beginning now our Amud Yomi, beginning with Maseches Nedarim. Just to give an introduction before we actually get to the beginning of Beis Amud Aleph tomorrow, just to understand a little bit of the placement of Nedarim. Now, in terms of the Seder of Mishnayos, it comes immediately after Ksubas, and the Rambam explains to us why that is, why Nedarim, a neder, as we'll learn, is a vow, an oath. Why is it put here in Noshim? So the Rambam writes, because the main Nedarim that we have are between men and women, bein ish li ishto, bein av levito, between a man and his wife, or father and his daughter. G'sheyu ha-nisuyin gemurin, v'tiyeha isha nichneses l'chuppa, when the nisuyin, the marriage is complete, and the woman is given over to the chuppa, yesh l'bala reshus l'hafer nidareh. So then her husband has the opportunity to be mefer to her nidarim. U'p'nezeh, because of this, because the relationship of the husband can do this, that's why samach nidarim l'ksubis. That's the Rambam's introduction as to terms of the actual placement of it here. Now, in order to be or release a person from a neder, right? To be mater neder, as we say, that's not really written beferish in the Torah. In the beginning of Parshas Matos, we have ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem ohishava shavua lesar isra al nafsho lo yachil devaro. He should not profane his word. Kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh. Everything he says he's going to do, he has to keep it. So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the Chumash. He asks, he quotes the Mishnah in Chagiga that says, Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir. The fact that you can be Matir Neder is something that's really flying in the air. Very loose textual support, if any, for that. Why is that? So he says, Yesh Lehar, we should try to understand, Lama Osa Hashem Hamitzvazu Seder Zeh Mashlo Osa Kein B'chol HaTorah. Why is this concept of Hataras Nedarim not really mentioned so much? It's there, but it's hinted at. Shekol Dover B'Dover Kosov Yosher. All other things, based on what Pasuk and Kohelet, everything's written straightforward. However, this Zo Parachas Ba'over, it's flying in the air. So it says the Orachem, a beautiful idea. Achina Tamhu, the reason why this is true, the reason why Hataras Nedarim is not really written, ki lo ratza Hashem shiyeh kosuv le'en kol adam shehaneder v'hashuva yeshnam beheter. He doesn't want it black and white out there for everybody to know that a neder or a shavua could be taken back. Shebezeh, if this was true, yizalzalu b'nedarim v'shavuos, people wouldn't take it seriously. Lizeh nischachim Hashem. Hashem used the chokhmah v'hetlim hadavar u'mosar l'heter l'gedola Yisrael. It was only given over to the chachomim who would know how to do this. Shehem yedu yavchinu chiluki ha-mishpatim v'shebeheter. They know the different laws and when it's applicable, when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate. Aval b'fnei kol ha-amon yu ne'uli delas. It's like a locked door. L'kayim kol neder v'chol shavua ka'amru lo yachil. Like it says in the pasuk, not to profane, not to break your word. So that's according to the Orachai. I'm a kodesh to why we don't have this concept necessarily written out straightforward in there. So, okay, let's talk a little bit just about the commentaries we have on Maseches Nedarim. So, when you open up, you notice you have the Ran. The Ran is huge over here. The Rashi that we have is not really Rashi. The common consensus is we refer to it as the Pirush, but this is not the Rashi that we have throughout the entire Shas. There are references to certain comments made by Rashi. I think Avraham Minahar makes comments to Rashi's, and that's not what we have in front of us, so we know this really isn't the real Rashi. So what do we have instead? We have the Ran. The Ran, the Rabbeinu Nisim on the Nedarim, is famous. He functions on the Masechta as a combination between both the Rashi that we know and Tosfos. In other words, even on the first daf here, he asks questions, he brings rayas for them, he brings proofs, he shows how other gemaras are not shvert, what he wants to say. So he puts it all together. I remember when I was learning in Rabbi Simon's shir, we weren't learning Nedarim that year, we were learning Kiddushim, but he said about the Ran and Nedarim, so he quoted two stories that stayed with me. One thing he said, that the Gros said if he could have one sefer with him on a desert island, he would want the Ran on Nedarim. Vilna Gaon would want the Ran on Nedarim, that would be his sefer. And everybody else said, by Baruch Ber, Rabbi Baruch Ber said he doesn't need Gan Eden, all he needs is a shtender, is a glass of tea, and the Ran on Nedarim. So these two gedolim, we see the high regard which they had, the Ran. Obviously, our goal is to have 15 minutes per Amid, so we're not going to have a chance to do all the Rans, obviously, but we'll try to point out on each Amid the Iker comments that he makes. Okay, a few more points just in the Hakdama. The mitzvah of making a neder. So the Rambam writes in the first parak in Hilchos Nedarim, it's parak Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, Mitzvas Asei Shel Torah. You have a positive mitzvah d'oraisa shi'kayim adam shavuoso onidro. He has to keep his shavuo or his neder. We'll learn more about what the differences are in the Masechta. Bein she'im minidre iser, bein she'hu minidre hekdesh. Whether it's, we'll talk right now about what the two friends are. So a nidre iser, which is basically what the Masechta is talking about, is when a person prohibits something upon himself. It could be somebody else's property. It could be his own property. He prohibits them. That's what we're talking about in this. The other type of thing is nidre hekdesh. That's not really the topic of our Masechta. So we're not going to focus so much on there. But the Rambam puts them together. Shner moitzis vasecha tishmor vasisa kasher nidarta v'nemar kechol ha'yotz mipiv yaseh. So he takes two different pesukim and combines them. That's the Rambam. So he puts these two things, two separate pesukim as to one. That's the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. In Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalid, he does the same thing, and the Ramban over there disagrees. The Ramban says, no, it's not the same thing. So I'm reading the Ramban. Vani omer ki harav bikan kolel shtei mitzvos. He took two mitzvos, shehein chalukos b'nehem ve'inyonim va'asan achas, and he made it into one. So really, the Rambam learns differently, argues on the Rambam. It says that it's not two psukim for one mitzvah. It is. It's two. There's a pasuk in Kiseitze, and there's a pasuk in Parshas Matos, and they're two separate topics, two separate things. So, since we started talking about nidre issa, we'll go through them and try to understand what exactly are the three ways that one could create this. So the Ran here in the Masechta, with its skinny lines. It's about the 6 or 7 lines before it gets wide again. Starting, it says, "V'nidre iser heim be'echad mishlosha drachim." The Ran tells us there are three ways that a person could make a neder. Number one is ikur haneder. So that's the main thing that one does with the ikur neder. And what does that mean? The person says, he's going to explain it. Ikur neder, hakinui v'yados. Okay, so kinuim, we'll explain in a minute, and Yados will go back to also. Ikur haneder. What's the main way of making neder? Husha omer dover ze osur alai. This object is prohibited to me. This pizza is prohibited to me. This chair is prohibited to me. This safer is prohibited to me. A person takes an object and says, this is awesome me. Bein je het fiso bedover acher. Bein shlo het fiso. So whether he does, to be matfis something, means when you attribute the issue to something else, right? That's what the Torah is talking about. Now, if you're going to do hatfasa, where you connect it to something else, so the Ran tells us, Zeh neder ha'omer b'torah el ha'dehechad sh'hatfasa b'inyin sh'hatfisa b'dover ha'nodur v'lo b'dover ha'osur. If you're going to connect it to something, so you have to do something called a dover ha'nodur, that's something that became prohibited because you took a neder, a vow on it. And it can't be used hatfasa connected to something that's Osir, that's not due to vow, like this is also me like pig. Pig is already osir. It has to be something that's also already due to a vow. That's called ikur neder. Okay. The second concept, which we'll discuss more as we start the Mishnah tomorrow, is with a kinui. A kinui is where a person does not necessarily use the regular name, but it's like a nickname, or it's like an equivalent term for the lashon of prohibition. Like a korban, doesn't say the actual, he uses a different phrase. And the third thing the Ran told us was about a yad. So a yad is, like the name sounds, a handle. Your hand, something you hold onto, but you don't grasp the whole thing. I'm holding onto a coffee mug, so I don't hold the whole mug, I might have to hold the handle. And when I get the handle, I'm automatically holding the whole mug. So that's what it means. Yad means where you only partially stated, you didn't really speak out in its entirety as to what you meant, but we understood from the context as to what you were talking about. Okay, so it's with excitement that we're going to be starting Maseches Nedarim. And again, just a quick recap of what we saw. We spoke out the source for it in the Torah. We saw the machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether these are two mitzvos or it's only one mitzvah. We spoke out that there, from the Ran, there are three major ways that a neder takes place. Through the ikur neder, they're actually speaking out entirely, or doing hatfasa, connecting it to something else. Through a kinui, by using a nickname or an equivalent term for that. Or by using a yad, which is like a partial statement of it, not a complete statement. And these are the ways that one affects a neder. We're going to be learning in Mitzvah about Nidri Isser, and okay, B'siyata Shmai, we'll begin more, we'll continue with actually studying the first Mishnah with Kol Kini Nidarim Ki Nidarim tomorrow.